We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. The great Kublai Khan led his army away from the palace in order to bring about the defeat of the rebels led by Vanchu, his nephew, while Marco Polo was left in charge of the palace. The Princess Delana was overjoyed that the Kublai Khan had bestowed her hand on Marco Polo, but the young man himself was not in transports of delight. While Marco Polo was discussing the matter with his father, his uncle, and their servant, Delana rushed into the room, saying that the rebels had entered the palace. Close on her heels came Vanchu with 100 men at arms.
To arms, we must fight for our lives.
Leave the people in this room. Hold them back.
Let me go, I shall fight for my life.
Marco, I beg of you to stay here.
Oh, but outnumbered, I cannot struggle. The suit of armor impedes me.
Take them. Come on. And then hand me, you dogs. We guard this palace of Kublai Khan. Have a care, Marco. We are outnumbered.
Harm them not. It is not my desire that they should die rapidly. They shall meet a slow, painful death. Struggle not, Marco Polo. My men hold you fast. Now, drag them before me.
Marco, do not let them kill me.
I am helpless to aid you at present, Zelana. But what has happened?
Has the great Kublai Khan been overthrown?
While the great Kublai Khan marches at the head of his army to subdue the rebels have seized the castle. As governor of the city, I hold the keys to the gates. We entered the city silently this morning. Kublai Khan thinks that our army is drawn up awaiting him. But the city is ours, and Kublai Khan is shut out of his own city. Now, Marco Polo, you and I have a reckoning to settle.
My own life means little to me, Vanchu. But I beg that you do not harm the Princess Zelana.
I should kill her. She betrayed me to the Khan. She is too beautiful to kill. Would you become my wife, Zelana?
I hate you. I would rather die than become your wife.
You will have no choice. Did I not promise that someday I would be the Khan of China? Soon I will go and seat myself on the throne which was occupied by Kublai Khan. Soon I will be proclaimed as Khan of this great land. Vanchu Khan. The sound of it pleases me.
You vain, loud-mouthed booster. Your reign will be very short.
Silence, dog! With my mailed fist, I strike you on the mouth.
Oh, Marco, my son, your face bleeds.
Oh, what matters that?
The first to bend the knee to Vanchu Khan shall be the four men from the west.
Never will I bend the knee to you, you low-born upstart dog. A whining cur that snaps at the hand which feeds it. Striving to seize the throne from your rightful master?
You will pay dearly for those words, Marco Polo.
Kublai Khan is known as the greatest ruler in the world. Mayhap you have seized this city. Mayhap you are now in his palace. But Kublai Khan will find some way of defeating you, some means of bringing you to your knees to whine for mercy.
Kublai Khan is shut out of the city. I do not fear him. But hear me, Marco Polo. We have ways of taming the spirits of men. I will tame your spirit. Soon I go to the throne room to take my rightful place. And you and your companions will be made to kneel before me. As for the Princess Zelana, her dreams will be realized. She shall become the wife of the Khan of China.
But I am to marry Marco Polo. My hand has been bestowed on him.
So, the old fool Kublai Khan bestowed your hand on Marco Polo. Well, you shall do better, Zelana. You shall marry Vanchu. Take the Princess Zelana to her quarters. See that she is guarded. Take these prisoners to the dungeons. Let them be imprisoned together. Later, they shall be dragged to the front room and forced to make obeisance to the new Khan of China.
The Princess Zelana was taken to her quarters, while Marco Polo and his companions were taken below to a small dark dungeon. Here, they huddled together and discussed their fate.
Our triumph was short-lived. It seems that Kublai Khan is not as powerful as we thought. His upstart nephew has defeated him.
I cannot think that Kublai Khan has been defeated. Soon he will come to aid us.
We have to decide whether we will kneel and admit that Vanchu is the Khan of China.
A difficult decision to make.
Oh, if by kneeling I can save my life, why should I stand upright? I have no false pride. One Khan means as much as another to me.
Shame on you, Benno. Have you no spirit?
Oh, well, can we not pretend to fall in with the wishes of this man, Vanchu? If we do, he may let us live a little longer, and then perhaps Kublai Khan will come to our aid.
Hear me. During the few days which we have been in China, I have asked many questions and I have learned much. It seems that once before there was a rebellion against Kublai Khan. The prince who rebelled against him succeeded in usurping the throne for a few days. He forced certain people to kneel before him and claim him as Khan. When Kublai Khan defeated this prince, all those who had knelt to the rebel were instantly beheaded, whether they had been forced to kneel or not.
So it seems that we are to die either way, my father.
And I think that Van Chu will devise some very unpleasant death for us.
Oh, well, if I am going to die, I hope I die quickly.
If we must die, let us at least die like men. We are Venetians. We come of a proud nation. Are we to grovel before a rebel? Will we have it said that we have brought shame on the men of our race?
That is true, father. We came here as friends of Kublai Khan. He trusted me and left his palace in my charge. I failed him, but I will not kneel to the man who usurped his throne. I feel that Van Chu is my personal enemy, and if I do not die today, there will come a day when I will kill Van Chu.
Well, it is a pity you did not kill him before. Then all this trouble would have been spared.
Have you decided whether or not you are going to kneel to Van Chu? I have made my decision. He can put any torture he pleases upon me, but I will not kneel before him and call him Khan.
Well spoken, Marco. I'll stand with you.
I'll stand with you, too. I wish I could remove this suit of armor. Then it would be easier to stand erect.
What of poor Benno? Must he die because we intend to be stubborn?
I am a Venetian, and although I fear death, I will not shame my people.
Brave words, Benno. I am proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Master Marco. But I doubt whether your pride compensates me for the fact that I am to lose my life.
Well, be of good cheer. Perhaps Kublai Khan may manage to force his way back into the city to save us.
Meanwhile, the Princess Zelana had been taken to her quarters. Once there, she flung herself face downwards on the divan and wept bitterly. After a while, however, she heard the clink of armor and looked up to meet the gaze of a tall, armor-clad soldier.
What do you want with me? Go. Leave me alone to my misery.
Do you not recognize me, Princess?
I do not know you. I do not wish to know you.
Princess, I wish to aid you. Oft times have I looked at you, but never have I dared to speak.
Why? You are Toptai, the captain of the great Khan's guard.
You know my name.
Yes, I do know you. But what do you hear? Have you thrown in your lot with that rebel Van Chu?
Not so. I left the palace yesterday on receiving orders from the great Khan. He told me to seek out the rebels, to pretend I was friendly with them, so that I might learn their plans. I joined the rebels. I secretly entered the city with them. But I was unable to send a message of warning to the great Khan. I have a scheme whereby I may be able to help you.
Toptai, if you can help me, you will win my lasting gratitude.
Your heart is given to another.
Oh, do you seek to make me bargain for my life?
Not so. I seek only to become your loyal and devoted servant. I bid you to be of good cheer.
But what can you do? One man against so many enemies.
I can aid you, Princess. But do not arouse the wrath of Van Chu. He is a vengeful man, and in a fit of rage he may slay you. When you are dragged to the audience chamber today, I will be there, but I will not be able to lift a hand to aid you. While I live, I am of some use to you and to the great Khan. Therefore, I must not risk my life until I know that by so doing, I can bring you your freedom.
You will not find me ungrateful, Toptai. Your coming has brought me great hope and courage.
It is well, but now I must go. I must not be found here talking to you. Remember, help is at hand.
Later that day, Marco Polo and his companions were taken out of their dungeon to the great audience chamber. And there they found Van Chu seated on the throne of Kublai Khan. Around Van Chu were his attendants and followers. Closely guarded nearby was the Princess Zelana. As the four Venetians entered, Van Chu spoke.
Ah.
Well, Marco Polo, you see me now occupying the throne which is rightly mine, a throne which I shall strive to hold. And you, Marco Polo, shall be the first to make obeisance to me.
Hear me, Van Chu. I speak for myself. I am from Venice, and we Venetians are a proud people, an honest people. We came to China to seek the friendship of the great Kublai Khan. At first, he distrusted us, but we proved we could be trusted, and he gave us his friendship. He left his palace in my charge. I failed him, but I shall not fail him further by bending the knee to you.
Oh. Well, it seems that you are stubborn, Marco Polo. Plead for him, Zelana.
I do plead for him, Van Chu.
Well, your pleas fall on deaf ears. Now, Marco Polo, I order you to kneel before me.
You order me to kneel before you?
Yes.
I refuse.
You do. You refuse. Well, look to your right and to your left, Marco Polo. You will see two men armed with rawhide whips.
I see them.
Whips made from the skin of the buffalo. Well, Marco Polo, those whips can inflict grave injury and great pain. Those who do not obey the orders of their new Khan will be whipped into submission. You hear me? They will be whipped. Perhaps a little pain will bring you to your knees.
Never.
Let the Venetian dog be lashed.